guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Weight of It podcast. It's me, Run with Rose, and today, of course, I have another special guest, my good friend Collins.
How are you all doing?
Hey Collins, how you doing?
I'm not too bad, how are you?
I'm good. Good. Do you want to tell the people a little bit about you, who you are?
So I'm 29 years old, my name's Collins Nwagu. I think I'm here because once upon a time, I lost 4 to 5 stone, which like converts to 24 kilograms, like 50 something pounds.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess.
You think that's why you're here? Yeah.
There's another reason.
I can confirm that is why you're here. That's why you got the call. That's why you got the call. Yeah. No, Collins is a good friend of mine. We've been friends literally since like college.
Yeah, like 16, yeah.
Yeah. Was it, oh my gosh, you were 16 when you started college?
Yeah, 16, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I mean like 30 this year.
Crazy.
Damn.
I don't know about you, but I didn't envision being 30.
No,
like,
no.
Like, it's just here now. Like.
Literally, I think when I was in college, I couldn't see past DMU. Literally. Like, I couldn't see past uni. Like, anything after that was just like, yeah, God take the wheel.
So now being 30, it's crazy.
Yeah, that is
people
crazy.
People getting married, people having children. Like,
I'm telling you.
I went
you.
To 3 weddings last year.
Did you?
And I got 3 more this year.
How was, you went to Mexico.
Yeah,
how was that?
That was amazing.
That looked beautiful. Yeah.
No, I cried at the wedding.
You cried?
Yeah. But I'm still like, a fart getting on that, but.
Whatever. Okay. But yeah, I brought Collins on because Collins I just think he's your good friend and all, but he's also very interesting. And I think your story is just very interesting and the way the reasons, your motivations.
Yeah, they're very questionable. Yeah.
Very questionable. But I love the honesty and I know you're gonna be honest. Mm. So yes, I'm just excited to get into today's topic. So before we do it, I've got like some fire questions to just warm us up a little bit. Cool. So first one. Protein shake or an extra meal for protein?
Extra meal for protein. I've never actually taken like protein. What's the other ones that people? Creatine, none of that.
Really?
Never,
okay, Uncle Eddie. Why have you never taken that stuff?
This is gonna make me sound like I'm like very like holistic or something like that, but I just don't ever believe in like putting man-made stuff into my body. Like, if I want protein, I'll just eat like some beef or chicken or whatever.
Yeah.
I've never been the type to take anything. It's just not how I was raised as well.
Like, yeah.
I just believe, for example, if I'm tired, I won't take pre-workout. I just won't go to the gym.
Right. Like, yeah.
I feel like it's a bit forced, but everyone's free to do what they want to do.
Like. No, I'm the same. Yeah. I remember like every time, I think it was Esna, I had pre-workout. I said, this thing is making my body shake. Like I think you can get all that stuff in food. Like, literally, that's why when we talk about Uncle Eddie, like, there's certain things he says I do agree with.
100%, yeah.
I just feel like I could just eat some meat if I wanted that thing.
But I can understand why some people do it. Like, I've got friends who drink protein, like, every single day, but they don't get enough protein in their diet. So,
right.
But so I think most of my meals
have
protein, so I'm like, I'm cool on that stuff.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Pull-ups or push-ups?
Push-ups.
How many push-ups can you do?
I don't know.
Like in one,
I could probably go like 50 if like there's some financial incentive or something. Like, okay. if we're abroad and someone says, "All right, whoever does the most push-ups, they ain't gotta pay for anything tonight." I'll do the most push-ups. but yeah, I prefer push-ups, especially because like when I remember when we used to like go to boxing.
Yeah.
They emphasize doing push-ups. So I think that just became like, more natural with them, and pull-ups are a bit.
Yeah,
it's not my thing.
Okay, cool. And then last one, meet a girl in the gym or get with a girl who never works out?
This question's kind of interesting because, you know,
come on, be honest.
I don't mind. As long as someone's like, you know, has an awareness of like what they put into their body and.
Yeah, like health and fitness.
Yeah, because you know, I used to be the guy who never used to work out, so I can't really judge someone for the choices because they. Some people aren't even comfortable going to the gym.
Yeah.
I get it.
So you would meet a girl in the gym? Because you haven't answered the question.
You're
trying to do politician answer, but not on my watch. Answer the question.
I'm gonna go prefer to meet someone in the gym. Yeah, okay. But I don't approach women in the gym. I never have, never will.
In this climate,
end up in a TikTok video.
In this climate, it's rough.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even know how to.
Yeah,
have you ever been approaching them?
Yeah, but by like uncles.
Oh, how did they start?
Just like what, literally staring at me, watching my workout, and then offering me some sort of advice.
I remember I overheard this guy talking to this girl in my gym, and he said, "Oh, when you do whatever she's doing, I think you should use this and this." She looked at him and said, "Oh, thanks." I was thinking, all right, bro, say some more. He just left it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird dynamic because at the same time, I think some of this stuff is also based on attractiveness. Because if someone was, if I found someone attractive,
yeah, if Auntie Joshua came, and,
yeah, show me. And stared at you for show the whole 2 hour workout. You could workout. Be staring. I'm staring too. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but I think there is levels to it. Yeah.
I think there is levels to it, but I think also there's some people who just drop extreme. Like, you're literally sitting there watching a girl do like squats. Like, that's insane. Whether you're attractive or not.
Exactly, because obviously gyms in Luton tends to be like 8% guys. So when a buff girl does walk into the gym, the way the man them staring,
it's like,
man them, please act like you've seen women before.
Like you've been here before. On, it's man, intense, like, especially when I used to go Pure Gym.
Oh, that's the one, the worst. That's the worst. JD's kind of.
I think JD's a bit. There's a bit more decorum.
100%, but Pure back in the day. There was no rules.
I think there's people there who just come from prison because they act like they had never seen a woman before. It was too much. And then you're like, even then, you know, you've got the car park. So you're even just trying to quickly like run to your car.
Someone told me a story about they were walking to their car and a guy like left the gym and like was running towards them and like kind of got scared because why are you running towards me in the car park? It's 6 p.m. It's dark. And
I was
And he just wanted the number, but I don't think it worked out well for him.
Yeah, I can imagine that happening at Pure Gym anyways. But yeah. Okay, cool. So, obviously, something I ask all my guests who've been coming on is, what weight are they carrying? And the reason I ask is because of the name of the podcast, and I just feel like everyone is carrying some weight to some degree. So, Mr. Collins, what weight are you carrying?
So I'm gonna go a bit deep if that's
okay. Sure. The floor is yours.
So like since the pandemic, I became a carer for my mother. So she's got some mental health issues. So I think just carrying that weight of just day-to-day, just having to figure out, cool, I want to do this and this, but I have to always think about what she's up to.
Right.
I think that's the weight I carry, and that's probably like why my weight loss, it was going so well, and then I think since her illness, I think like things have declined for me, but I'm getting back there mentally.
Yeah.
Because the physical aspect of going to the gym, I've been doing that since I was like 16, like just playing football and all that stuff. But I think mentally just getting in that right, like, flow again, that's the way I carry on a day-to-day basis, but I don't let it like slow me down or nothing, because I think that's not a great way to look at life. I just keep going.
I hear that, and it's so funny you say that, because the conversation I just had with Phaedra was like, sometimes it's just not that simple of like as just like meal prep, go gym, because there's other factors at play. And like you said, if you're like the ability to like have to look after your mom, but then also you're like trying to meal prep and get out of them damn containers.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Like you've got to prioritize. Yeah,
exactly. And it's like, just even just like having emotions, and like some nights you're like, you know what, gym's cool and that, but you know, I'm just going to eat some pizza.
And then it's just like,
because you're like mentally stressed, you just eat a pizza. Then the next morning you wake up like, I feel fine now. I'm like, why did I eat that pizza? But it's just life. It's just ups and downs.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're gonna come back to that. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it would be good to just kind of set the scene.
Yep.
With like, let's talk from when I met you, basically.
Yeah, cool. Let's do that. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
You start from there?
Yeah, cool.
Cool. So, met you in college.
Yep.
And obviously you weren't the size you are now.
Yep.
So, talk me through that. How did you get from there to where you are now?
Great question. All right, so I feel like I was born big, like, I didn't. Wait, sorry, you said 16. Sorry, my bad. I'm about to say my whole life story.
I was born big. Stop it.
But
you do feel like you've just always been the bigger.
100%, yeah. Like, I didn't ask before I left, but I know I came out the womb on some crazy, like, damn. Where did he come from? Like? I just always been big. Then 16, college. Like, for example, every day after college, we used to go to, like, Sam's. And I don't know what everyone else's metabolism was doing, but mine wasn't working well, because I was eating, putting it on. Obviously got to uni. I'd say that was one of the first times I felt comfortable being big, because I started playing American football. In the position I played, I needed to be like bigger than everyone else. So that was one of the few times I felt like comfortable being like bigger than the average person. I say that, but even though, like, for example, like in college, like people used to crack their jokes or whatever, like about me being big, I would laugh it off, but I never felt all the way like comfortable with like just being
the bigger
person, because it's just like,
yeah,
like you just, I feel like when you're bigger, you have to just get used to it and laugh it off. You'll start punching people up for no reason, because people are just having fun, but it just hurts a little different. For example, like you go to Nando's, I could order the same food as everyone else, so I'm be like, rah, you're hungry, isn't it? bro, we got the same food. What are you talking about? Or like you eat something quick and it's like, rah.
Yeah, fam.
I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
We ate for 6 hours. Oh, but like people don't know they're doing it, but it's just like when you hear the same things all the time, it's just like, you know what?
I do think it's because you're a guy.
100%.
Because I was just going to say, like, I don't think those kind of jokes would run like from women.
Yeah,
like,
no, I don't think they would. It's just more like, you know, like, man and I are bantering at the end of the day, but it's like, when it's like you're dealing with it, like, on a day-to-day basis, like, it gets a bit like...
Yeah.
And a lot, but like, I always laughed it off, but it's only when, sorry, to move forward, when I got back from uni, I stopped playing football. So I had no real reason to be big. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to just try a little satin and see what happens. I think I started off just lifting weights. And so I used to lift weights, obviously, when I played football, but I used to lift heavy weights. But then I was like, I want to lift weights for more reps. So let me just try and like reduce it and just move around more, like do some cardio. And just kept going. And I think over like the space of 2 years, I had lost like 5 stone.
That
I feel like
mad.
I feel like I could have. I see a lot of people lose weight quicker, but I'm kind of content in the way that like it came off, it stayed off, and I didn't have to like have to like cry myself to sleep because I'd only eaten 1,000 calories for the day. Like, I kind of like was smart with it. Cause I still wanted to live my life. I still wanted to go on holiday, and I still wanted to be around a certain gender of people and have some fun. So like it was like.
So do you feel like? Can I interrupt you? So. Do you feel like you did it a healthy way for you? So 100%. Even though it took longer,
100%.
Hence why you're still like good now.
Yeah, like it's not something I've done like on purpose, but I just knew I wasn't gonna like stress myself all the way out to do this because I know what's the rush at the end of the day. Like,
yeah,
and like I remember reading this like book or someone on a podcast saying how like when people lose weight too fast, like their skin starts to hang.
Yeah,
always scared me because. Ain't no one got money for that type of surgery. And I don't know what sort of workouts you can do to keep them to put it like back together and stuff.
But
I like the way I'd done it because I just took my time with it. Like I was intentional, but I just took my time and just I think like the lowest amount of calories I ever ate was probably like 2,500 in one day. Obviously I'm a big guy, so like I think when I googled it, my maintenance like calories was like 4,000 something. I was like,
really?
It was just a random like.
Oh wow!
Bear in mind, when I started, I didn't know what I was doing.
I thought
I could just work out, sweat, and just go home and eat whatever I wanted.
Right.
Like, I thought if I just start exercising differently, I'd lose weight. But there's so much I had to learn about just my body as well.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Interesting. So you said like all in all, it probably took around like 2 years.
100%. Yeah.
And do you know what? I really respect that because, like I said, the previous conversations I've had with a lot of women here has been more like. We know that if we were to like basically do like a crash diet or like completely restrict calories and carbs, we'd get the results in like a month.
100%, yeah.
But then we know we'll put the weight on in a month too.
Exactly.
Whereas like doing it the longer way can be really frustrating just because we know there's a shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
But then doing it the longer way is like, you could be in the gym for 2 months. You ain't seen one change. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what I mean? So I think it's really good to hear that you did it the long way and you're actually happy that you did it the long way.
No, I was actually speaking to my brother about this this morning because It at the time, like I'm making it seem all good, but at the time, I think going to the gym for like a month or two and, you know, the scale's not moving, you don't really notice any changes in your body. That can be like mentally very like tough to just handle. But
yeah.
I don't know, for me, it was kind of different because I always envisioned myself like just being smaller. Like I've always wanted to be smaller like, just from early.
Yeah.
And like, so I just pictured myself, if I just keep going and doing what I'm doing, I'll be smaller
over
one day.
Time.
And like, so when I actually like reached like a smaller weight and people were like, "Rah, Collins, you look."
Yeah.
Someone said I look skinny. I was like, hey, chill
out.
Ain't that far. Like, but just when I got there, I always felt like this was time was coming. So I didn't even feel like, I wasn't really surprised. Like, just, I kind of just knew like this day was going to come one day.
No, I respect that because also like, it's true. Everyone can just be like, oh yeah, 2 years. But like getting past month 1, 2, 3, it's tough.
And you know how the body works as well. Like you could, for example, when I started off, like I said, I was doing just weights and doing a lot of reps, doing some cardio. But I think, the way my body works, I don't know about everyone else's, but I think my body kind of got used to that. So the workouts became easy. So I was like, all right, cool, I need to
switch it up.
Then I think I added in HIIT.
Yeah.
I think I just literally were typing on YouTube, HIIT workouts to lose weight.
Yeah.
Started doing them.
Yeah.
Then randomly you find like YouTube series where people are just like doing the same thing as you. So right, cool, I'm going to copy this.
Yeah.
Then I think I went for my first ever run of you and Tesla.
Oh, yes.
And I think I was, after that run, I think we ran for like 20 minutes. You guys are obviously very far ahead of me. We'll talk about that later. But I think I ran, and like when I got home, I felt like really good.
Yeah.
And the next day, I think it was the next day was like the day I got on the scales. And like, obviously I lost weight, but it was like a lot of water weight.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, this is, this is good. So,
yeah.
So I added in running, and then added in boxing. Then we started again. So yeah, I just had to switch it up to keep my body like, there's a technique it's called, I can't think of it now, but just to like shock your body, and I can't remember what I was saying.
No, I hear it, because I agree that them times when we used to do boxing, my body was at its
literally,
best,
because that's when your body's working
overtime.
That guy used to push us.
I honestly, if there's one thing I feel like I lost since the pandemic, was that boxing, honestly. Because I remember I used to run from parents' house to boxing, and then run back home. Do you know, that was like my most elite day of the week.
I think it was like a Tuesday and a Thursday.
Yeah.
And like, I would run in the mornings before work.
Yeah, same. And then do the evening.
And I felt great.
Amazing. And I used to come to the men's class specifically.
Because
I went to one of the ladies' class. I said, no, I hate when they do this. Like, you
take it easy on us.
You take it too easy, like push us. And then I was like, no. I said, I'm coming to the men's one. And I went to the men's one, and Gabriel was there. And he went a little bit easier on me.
Yeah, I remember that. But I was thinking in my head, like, you ain't got to go easy on that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. I want to be treated like the man. Like, if I do something wrong, tell me to do push-ups as well. Yeah. Like, I might take longer. Like, I don't mind taking longer, but I just want to be at that level of intensity. That was my thing. And I think over time, he started to, like, get me and he would, like, push me.
Yeah, I remember, like, even just my first couple of, like, times there, he used to give me, like, special treatment. Because, like, obviously, there's some, like, real actual boxers in there.
Yeah.
They're obviously 10 times fitter than everyone else. And he would like say, oh, come and do this and this. Like, no, I'm gonna do what they're doing.
Obviously,
I'm taking way longer than them. I remember one time, you know how the end we used to do core?
Yeah.
Like, this one time, I don't know if he was annoyed or something, but he made us do like 50 push-ups, 50 ab crunches, just 50s of everything.
Yeah.
Obviously, these boxers are just light work. I took time. I'm talking like 10 minutes after everyone else.
Done.
But shout out to them, man, because they used to say, yeah, keep going. They used to just sit right next to me and just say, keep going.
Yeah. I really liked them. Yeah.
I didn't know them, but they just showed love, and I respected that. So
they were so supportive. Even when we used to go in our team and do like the little boxing stuff, they would like, I could tell they were being gentle, but not like, oh, don't just do five. They were like, just keep going, like, come on, Rose. I loved it. Does he still do classes?
Nah, I think because they like cut the funding, so.
Oh, like, great time, man.
But I've been looking at other ones, but I know there's something about that. Yeah, there's something about that class that.
Yeah.
I feel like I can only go to that class. Like,
there's one in Hot Corrine.
Yeah. I've been debating testing it out, but I feel like I just gotta be in, I don't know, for me, I gotta have like a big holiday coming up or something.
To push you to do that.
And I'll be there 4 times a week if I do that.
So done.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you've now started to lose the weight, it's taken you 2 years, but you've got there.
Yep.
Like, what was your motivation during this? And be honest.
So obviously there was like, nah, like I said earlier, I never really enjoyed being the bigger person. Like, I just always wanted to just like, it'll just be like a decent size. But then, you know, as time went by, things change, you know, certain genders or people start to.
Who are these say?
Oh, like just the women, like, you know, it just felt a bit different. So I ain't gonna lie, I kind of like got sidetracked, and my goals became like, you know, cool, I want to look good for like the other sex. And
why are you being so political with this? You wanted to look good for girls.
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah, that's a great. I like the way you said that. I'm moving like a politician.
Relax.
What was I saying? Then I think, for example, like when I posted on Instagram about my weight loss,
The DMs were going crazy.
People
were actually going crazy.
Girls
that were always following you.
Yeah, so for example, like, I ain't spoke to someone in 2 to 3 years. I posted that in my DMs, like, acting like one of the best of friends. I'm like,
is it?
Or like, even like, this one girl had said something like, I always wanted to get to know you, but I just felt like you didn't like love yourself. I was like, don't push it. Like, because I was always confident. Even if I felt uncomfortable or didn't feel confident, I feel like I always appeared confident. So like, yeah, people just making all sorts of like rubbish in my DMs. And I think that kind of got to my head. So like, my motivations kind of changed. And for example, from the day I posted on Instagram, I ain't lost weight. The number on the scale hasn't gone down since that day. Okay. So it kind of lets you know, like, obviously other things in my life had happened and changed. Yeah. But yeah, I think when I realized, cool, I started for the right reasons, but as like I went along, I kind of got sidetracked. And then obviously then I took this weight loss to Miami.
Miami. Gross. Spring, was it spring break you went? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember. Gross. We couldn't rest. Gross. Nah. And there's one t-shirt. Yeah.
Listen, I still got it. It's still there. It's still there.
Wait, was it a t-shirt? Is it tank? What is it called?
No,
t-shirt?
No, no, it's a vest. Vest, it's a vest. Vest, yeah.
There's one vest, yeah, guys, that Collins would never let go of. He wore it in Miami. We saw him there all the time wearing it. Lockdown, when we were all like, on house party, like, house you, party, me, yeah, Ashley, yeah, everyone. Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't even be in the full frame. He'll just be there, just the arm,
half body, or something.
Just like a half, just so we can see all of this. And we'd be like, "Connor, move so you can see your face." You'd be like, "Oh, what? You can't see my face?" And then you just start flexing. And you know, like, you know when somebody's like, but you know, we're so happy for you. Yeah, because the confidence was so like, he's like, you know what? Just do what you got to do.
Yeah, that's what I loved about the girls, because like, you guys actually like,
we encouraged you.
You encouraged me, and like, you let me know every time like you saw me, like, "Oh, you look good, blah, blah." Like, I always felt good, because, you know, other people have like ulterior motives, but I feel like you guys just like,
we let you run with the vest. Yeah,
100%. That vest.
That vest. House party. Then what did we start doing after house party? Just FaceTime calls.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Or like, even when we started linking up after like the rules had like,
you were still with the vest.
I still had the vest underneath. Like,
this one white vest.
Let it get hot in this room.
He would always be, and you know what it is, but I think, like you said, as your like female friends, we were just so happy that you were just in this moment.
Yeah, for real.
So we just had to keep guessing it. And then remember, we started to be like, "Raw, is that your arms?" Yeah, and be like,
it was a blessing, man. It was a blessing. But yeah, Miami was just like, for example, wearing the vest, as I was like, you know, people coming up to you like, "I like your arms." And then I start talking with the accent that isn't American. Yeah, that can get to your head. But
so that started to motivate you 100%, more.
100%, yeah. Then, I don't say luckily, but lockdown, I think I was in Miami from March the 12th to the 19th. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah, no, and you know the dates. You know the dates.
And I think lockdown, I flew back and it was lockdown. Like, I remember us being on the train, and there was no one on the train, is it? I think I had messaged you and like, "Oh yeah, do you want to like link up and exercise?"
Collins,
like, you can't go outside.
I can't even see you. Like,
what do you mean? I didn't know how serious it was to actually land. It was like, oh, this is real. Like,
we couldn't go for our restrictions.
It was crazy. But so when I, you know, my motivations changed, I think that's where like I kind of hit a plateau. But but yeah, I go through ups and downs. So
Okay, cool. And then like, obviously you stayed the same way even after like lockdown. And then I remember, was it like 2 years ago? There was a time we spoke on the phone and we were both in the same boat.
Oh yeah, I fell off. Like,
we both basically fell off.
I fell off bad.
At the same time.
Like, I don't even know what, I think obviously going through like my mum's situation. Yeah, because when
stuff happened to your mum.
Yeah. Because I ain't gonna lie, my mum used to be my cook. So when I had to start cooking for myself, just like, I think not naturally, I just became like a bit like lax with it all, and then start ordering food more than I should. And then because like, I don't know about everyone else, but I feel like when it comes to weight loss, I think it's an 80% diet for me.
Yeah.
20%. Like I said, I've been working out since I was 16. So like, that's the easy part.
Yeah.
I think diet and having to cut back and like eat more greens or like more fruit, that was like the tough part, because I enjoy it now, but when I first started, I didn't even enjoy the taste of like salad. Like,
right. How did you get to a point where you did?
I just knew I had to eat this if I wanted to look the way I did. And like, I'm the type of person, like, for example, if you want to go on holiday and we have to stay in like a hostel, actually no, don't even push it. I'm trying to explain basically, like, I'll do what I need to do in the situation to like get through it.
No, it's fine. I was saying how like we both fell off at the same time. Yeah. And I remember, I think it was so weird, 'cause I think I just called you to vent. I don't even know.
Yeah, I think it was just a random like, "Oh, do you want to work out or something?"
Yeah, and then when you were telling me, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, we're in the same boat." Yeah. And it was like, I kind of felt seen, because I think because we'd like lost weight like kind of together.
Yeah, same. I feel like during the same period, like you were posting like your pictures up.
And then you were doing the vest.
At the same time.
So it was kind of like, okay. Because obviously I couldn't get, because Tesfal wasn't even like local.
Tesfal
was like my person, like
runner. Yeah,
he would run with me or he'd come to the gym with me, and I couldn't access Tesfal. So I was like, okay, cool, Collins, let's get back on it. And then I just remember you just got back on it.
Yeah, like for something about me, I don't know, it's like I just hit a switch in my head, like,
yeah,
and I just like, cool, this is what I gotta do, I'm gonna do it. Like, there's no real way to stopping me. Like,
yeah.
But at the same time, I kind of like the way, like, I can still like do what I need to do Monday to Friday, and then I might, you know, let loose on the weekend a bit. But
yeah,
when I'm locked in, I try my. I know it's gonna sound like boring, but I try my best not to like go outside and drink or like eat fast food, because, like I said, when it comes to me, like, if I eat bad for 2 days, like, I just feel like the worst person, because like, yes, I feel like I've just cancelled all my progress for like life. Even though the body doesn't work like that, your body doesn't actually change that much. But I feel like within myself, and like when I look in the mirror, I'm like, ah, I put all the weight back on. But I think that comes from being bigger in the past.
Right.
Like, there's always that. Like, no one tells you that when you lose weight, you actually have to work on your insides to tell yourself you lost weight. Like, obviously, people are telling me I look good and all that, and I lost weight. But I know some days I wake up looking in the mirror like, Collins, you fell off already. Like, I don't know how to explain that. But
yeah, you almost feel like you're one cheeseburger away,
and you're not. But it's
you're really not.
Yeah, but it's just like the way I know when you just accustomed to looking a certain way.
Yeah,
it's just like, yeah, I can't. It was just very strange. Like,
but
even, yeah, when I lost the weight, I had to like tell myself, Collins, like, you're fine. Like,
yeah,
you've lost weight. Like,
it's okay. Yeah, to
go and eat. Go out and eat that McDonald's. Like, yeah, it's fine.
It's okay. Like, I have like some balance. So, do you feel like you have quite like a good balance between the two? Like,
100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
good.
So for example, like through uni and stuff, I ate a lot of takeaways. Like, if I went on my, I think Just Eat was a thing.
Yeah.
Back in uni days, if I went on my Just Eat and looked at it.
Yeah.
I was buying free pizzas, whatever's. For example, I think I had like a problem because. I remember there would be times, like my housemates don't even know this, there would be times I'd order something at like 1 a.m. and if I didn't like it, I'd still eat it and I'd order something else.
Oh, because you didn't like that?
Yeah. Do you know how mad that, that's like 4,000 calories at like 3 a.m. I feel like for me, like eating late at night is like one of the worst things I can do.
Okay.
So like now I try to eat by like 8 p.m.
Okay.
Because I think you used to intermittent fast as
yeah,
well.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like my eating windows were 12 to 8, so I think when I was doing that for like a whole year straight, obviously not perfectly, like, trying my best, I think I just became accustomed to stopping eating at 8 p.m. So
okay.
Eating late is just like real bad for me.
Okay. Yeah. So how do you feel like you've been able to strike that balance? Because I think that's for a lot of us, that mm-hmm. can be the difficulty, trying to strike that balance. And obviously between like eating in moderation, mm. having like a cheat meal here and there, or, you know, how do you strike that balance, especially with like the things you said at the beginning, mm-hmm. you know, you're also trying to navigate caring for your mum mm-hmm. as well. So how have you been able to do it all, and in my opinion do it so well?
Mm. Thank you first, because you know some days it's like am I good at this,
but
it's like, it's just
no, you're definitely doing it, because it's been some time now, mm-hmm. like I think
2020 episode,
your mum, so. Yeah, and I think you've done like as a friend I mm-hmm. can definitely see like you've definitely tried to just you're still working, bought the new whip, you've got the new whip, you know, have you seen the new whip? Like, as a friend, it's like, you wouldn't, if I didn't know, there's no way I would have assumed.
See, that's beautiful to hear, thank you, because I try, like, I never want it to be seen that I'm, like, going through what I'm going through, because I just want to, like, motivate people, I want people to know, like, you can go through whatever behind the scenes, but as long as you carry yourself in a certain way, and like, everything will be all right, because, like, I would say I got closer to God as well, that really helped. But to answer your question, for me, I think planning my meals, like, is always best, like, mm-hmm. When I'm at my best, I'll, like, on a Sunday night, I'll say to myself, cool, tomorrow morning, I'm gonna eat this, then mm-hmm. I'm gonna make this, and then I'll eat that for, like, 3 more days, mm-hmm. and then my dinners, I kind of freestyle with it, like, because I'm at a gym which is next to a Lidl, so I might just walk through there and see
what's
produced, or like, but I try to eat the least amount when it comes to dinner, but lunch I always like, I fill myself up. But yeah, I say definitely planning my meals in advance has always helped me. And when it comes to like going outside, as long, just, I always tell myself, just respect, I used to set a reminder on my phone for like 10 p.m. like when I go out, like, respect yourself, like,
really.
Yeah, like, I was like, and I'd see it, I'd be, God knows where I'd be, like in a bar or a club or something, and
you just see something saying respect yourself,
because you have to respect when it comes, like when you got like serious goals and like you have to be disciplined, you can't just like go outside and say, you know, forget it, and just overeat all that stuff. So yeah, I used to have a reminder like respect yourself, because that's what it always came down to. And my mum used to tell me, like, respect yourself. Like, if I was acting out of character. Like,
so you feel like you're even hearing it in your mum's voice?
Yeah, so, like, I'm even reading it in her voice. So it's like...
Do you know, that's really interesting. Mm. That's such a man thing to do as well.
It is.
I feel like that's such a... So and I want to touch on that.
Yeah.
Obviously, like with women, mm-hmm. you know, most women are trying to like, you know, get the waist down, big yep. bum, and we've got a lot of, you know, influencers doing it or yeah. whatever. With a, like from a boy's point of view, like, you know, there are also lots of men who are really muscly and stuff mm-hmm. like that. When you see that either in the gym or on socials, does it like make you feel like, okay, I need to be like that? Or like, is it like, you know, what's that kind of, what thoughts happen?
That's a great question. I would say, firstly, my friends have always been good to me. Like if when I've been like, even when I was bigger, like no one ever like threw shade or like, mm-hmm. I don't think, only one person's ever called me fat out of my friends.
Oh, really?
I ain't gonna call them out on that, but like only one person, well, face to face has called me fat. I don't really feel any pressure. Like, mm-hmm. obviously I'm on Instagram and I see like, you know, people with like 10 packs and like chiseled biceps and like, but I don't really.
You didn't aspire for that either.
Yeah, I just wanna be comfortable in my own body. Like, that's what it, like, what it comes down to. Cause like, I've been very uncomfortable in my own body. So like, just I just wanna be comfortable with what I see when I look up in the mirror and like, sorry, I can't say it out loud. But I just wanna be comfortable with, like, you know, when I look in the mirror. And,
yeah.
So yeah, I don't really, obviously some, I'm making it seem like I'm perfect, but like some days, you know, you might get on the gram and you see like, something is like, damn, like, I want to look like that.
But yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just want to do, yeah, just want to be comfortable with what I see.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't really feel, even between my friends, like, obviously a lot of us work out, but no one's really like body shaming or yeah. like saying, oh, you need to do this and this. Like,
yeah.
We all just like push each other, I think by example.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
For example, if I told my friend, oh, yeah, I went for a run at like 6 a.m., they'll just hear it and like, all right, cool, I'm gonna join you tomorrow, or like, I'm gonna go on yeah. the run. I'm gonna let you know how it goes. So yeah. even with my brother, he started running like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And like, he'll like screenshot his Nike run up and send it to me. So it's like,
okay.
I think we kind of motivate, I feel like, well, the men that I like associate with, like we kind of just push each other like indirectly. And yeah, like, I got friends who are like all the way like ripped. So like every single muscle is like pulsating on a day-to-day basis. Pause. That sounds crazy.
Not the pause.
But yeah, like, yeah, I think I just get motivated by like the people around me and like,
yeah.
cool, he does this and this. Like, even just the other day when I was at the Super Bowl, one of my friends, just seeing him like the way he like prepares his meals and stuff. Like, cool, I wanna yeah. add that into my like day to day. So
yeah, I love that because it's one of my other guests also said that it's really important to have like a good like friends around you who motivate you and don't like body shame you and stuff. And I think what I'm also hearing is the fact that it wasn't so much about trying to be look like this person or that one, but more so to just like feel good in how
100%
how you 100%, look. And yeah. I think I don't really feel, I'll be honest, and I don't really consume like male fitness content anyways, but when I do see it, it's just very much like, you know, they're eating like 100 eggs in the morning and like having like 10 million cups of pre-workout yeah. and pushing all the weights and sort of stuff. But you don't really hear them say that kind of like, oh, I just want to look good for myself. It's kind of like, guys, you know, if you want to do this, you've got to wake up early, you know,
right?
Be disciplined, you know, stop being a bitch.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. Yeah. So sometimes I wonder, like, is this how men see fitness and stuff?
Nah.
But it kind of sounds like not really.
Not me personally, no. Like, I know there was that, I don't know if you heard of 75 hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that was something that was like going around, like even just like my friendship circles, like people were talking about doing it. But I think that's the biggest like push I ever felt to do something. I see the content that you're talking about. It just doesn't really
move me.
Like,
yeah.
Because I've lost weight. So I was like, you ain't got to do those crazy things.
Well, yeah.
You can if you want to.
Right.
But I feel like that comes with, I just know who I am. So it's like, I knew if I ate 500 calories in 24 hours, I'm just not going to be happy. Like, I'm going to be irritated because I'm one of the people, if I don't eat, you're going to know that I ain't eating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's just like, I just feel like I just need to be happy when I'm even like when I'm pushing for my best and like trying to lose weight. I just always want to be happy. So
yeah,
I could go that route, but it's just not something that.
Yeah, it's necessary. I hear that. Okay, cool. And like lastly, so obviously you spoke about the weight that you're carrying, and like, you know, you've been like, you plan your meals ahead of time to like keep you balanced. How do you feel like things are going now with like trying to keep that balance, trying to look after your mum and things like that? Do you feel like you're good with that now?
I feel like this year, since it came around, I've been like, I had like a new fire within me to, I'm probably going to try go for like another like couple stone this year.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just taking me a while to like get to the mental space I wanted to be in. And I feel like I'm finally here. Like a lot of good things are happening like outside of like, you know, my day to day. So like,
yeah,
I feel like I'm in a good like space to push for like more and just, cause I never really had like a weight loss goal. I just wanted to be comfortable.
Yeah.
So I feel comfortable now. Like, I go outside and don't feel like everyone's staring at me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, wow. For example, like, I remember going to, like, when I was playing football, going into meetings with, like, sponsors, and they'll be like, the first thing they say is, oh, he's massive. Like, damn, like, you ain't got to compliment my lips or something. Like, why you got to talk about my size?
Can't talk about my trim. Exactly, like,
I've got a fresh face for you. Yeah. But, yeah, things like that always used to, like, get to me. But, like, now it's just, like, I feel comfortable walking into rooms.
Yeah.
And, so, yeah, I'm just going to keep going, just try to stay healthy because, you know, I'm pushing 30 now. So, I just, like, I started thinking about, like, when I have children, like, yeah. I've got a nephew now. So, like, when he's running around, if I was bigger, trying to
chase him. Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, the goal is just to keep going and just maintain and just push further this year.
Oh, I love that. That's so wholesome. I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you're also, like, mentally, you're finding that balance as
appreciate
well.
Because
I think that just... that overrides everything, regardless. So I'm really happy to hear that. And yeah, I'm really proud of you. Well done.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you. Thank
and
you.
Okay, so any last words to the listeners, the viewers, any advice for any men who might kind of resonate with you and your story?
Advice-wise, I'd just say you just have to think long-term. Like, you can't do what you want. You can't, you know, go on a diet for 2 weeks and you don't see the results you want, quit. Like, you just have to keep going because it is it's a grind. Like, you have to...
Yeah.
Think about everything you're going to do in advance as well. Like, you know, if you got, I know, dinner with your friends on Friday, like, cool, what are you going to do during the week to, like, kind of make that dinner acceptable? So, yeah, I think long term, stay disciplined, and just know that, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day for all. Like, you have to, like, think this is going to take a while, but it's, trust me, it's worth it. Like, just to wake up happier. You know, you go outside, people treat you different. Like,
the girls.
People treat you different.
The girls.
People treat you different. So, yeah, so it's all worth it in the end. So, yeah, that's my advice.
Love that. Mm. Thank you so much. Well, thank you for coming.
Appreciate that. Thank you for inviting me.
No, it's been... Listen, we went through this together, so I said, I got to get my boy Collins on to talk about his story. So, thank you guys for listening. And please like, comment, and subscribe. Please share this to your male friends. Share this to your boyfriends or, like, you know, just men in general. Because I think, like, this stuff men need to listen to and hear as well. So thank you guys once again. Please subscribe, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye guys. And it's a wrap.
How was that? I feel like I didn't say anything. Did I give advice?